Additional rain will likely come and go across the Midwest as we move forward through the next week to 10 days, but the key to successful farming activity will be the temperatures across many areas. The first round of precipitation to impact the region is already moving into the western Corn Belt, and as we go through the next 2 days, we'll likely see rain a little bit on the widespread side across a large part of the Midwest. The new rainfall is not necessarily going to be heavy in very many areas, but there are two regions of greater precipitation that will occur. The first is expected to be in the upper parts of the Midwest from eastern North Dakota into parts of Wisconsin. That will occur as we move through the day today and into the night tonight. A second area of rainfall that might be a little bit more significant will be from Kansas and parts of Missouri beginning sometime tonight and continuing on Wednesday through a fair amount of the Ohio River Basin. The precipitation that occurs in these southern areas will run a half inch to an inch perhaps. There will be some locally greater amounts in a few locations. Further to the north, though, in the heart of the Midwest, from parts of Iowa into Michigan and northern Ohio, there may only be light amounts of rain, a few hundredths of an inch to a half inch, with maybe an isolated three-quarter inch amount, perhaps. The precipitation is not going to be all that impressive in those areas, and there will be an opportunity for some improved field working conditions to evolve as we move into the latter part of this week. Places like Iowa may get 3 or 4 days without meaningful precipitation, but the temperatures will be held down, and because of that, the evaporation rates will be low, so those areas that are still very wet across the state will likely have to use up a couple of those drier days, just waiting for the fields to firm up enough so that field work can resume. However, there will be field progress made, not only in Iowa, but in many other areas that have been wet recently. The field progress is certainly not going to be aggressive, and we would not expect to see all field work coming to an end by this time next week under these circumstances. But some progress will occur, and the need for greater warming and drying will likely remain as we move on into the middle part of this month. Now, the pattern is going to change somewhat next week, with a little ridge of high pressure beginning to build into the western portions of the U.S. plains. That high pressure system will do two things for the Midwest. Number one, it will allow for some warmer air to work its way into the western and southern parts of the Midwest. And secondly, it will produce some additional shower and thunderstorm activity over the top of the ridge and down the front side, which means parts of the Midwest will still be subjected to periodic rainfall, not only next week, but perhaps into the third week of the three-week forecast period, and we'll likely see the temperatures still struggling in the eastern parts of the region to get as warm as some producers would like to see it. Now, that means mostly Michigan. We'll look for high temperatures across a big part of the region here today and tomorrow to run mostly in the 70s and some lower 80s. We'll look for the warmest conditions over these two-day period to be in the lower eastern portions of the Midwest starting tomorrow and maybe continuing on Thursday with upper 70 and lower 80 degree readings expected. In contrast to that, afternoon temperatures today and tomorrow in the upper parts of the Midwest will only be in the 60s. With a handful of 50-degree readings possible tomorrow afternoon in parts of Minnesota, Wisconsin, and the western Great Lakes region. We'll look for some of that cooler air to work its way through the rest of the Midwest, but moderate as it does, so 60- and 70-degree readings will occur as we move from Thursday into Friday. Next week is when we'll see a little bit of a warmer bias evolving across parts of the region and a little better drying conditions between rain events, but by no means should you assume that that means drier weather for all areas across the region. This is meteorologist Drew Lerner.